time now for Date Night. We are joined in the studio, as always at this time of the week, by my husband, Brad Bednar. Good morning.
Good morning.
We recommend date night activities for folks looking for romantic things to do in the community, even this weekend, when everyone's butt is going to be in front of the TV or the radio or actually in the arena watching Carolina Duke.
Wait, I'm sorry, what? You meant to say the Carolina Hurricanes are playing at 12:30, and that everybody's butt is going to be in front of the Canes game, and then having a great time celebrating the Canes winning a game on the road.
Sure.
Yeah, no.
But then after that, you celebrate by watching the Carolina Duke game.
Oh, I figured I would just get like tacos and go to bed.
Okay, but for the rest of us,
for you normies, you can't see my scare quotes, but I hope you heard
many,
them.
Many of us are going to be parked in front of the Carolina Duke game, but you do bring up a good point.
I always do. That's why we're married.
If you do not want to be parked in front of a TV or a radio or the actual arena taking in the Carolina Duke game, and you want counter programming, you want a place with no TVs, no radios at all.
Yeah.
Where is a place that you can go for a romantic night out where you get absolutely no, like, residual ambient TV noise?
I mean, to be clear, you can't escape residual, like, ambient excitement about the UNC Duke game. It's always going to be there.
I think you can.
I think it's going to overshadow anything that you could do that is romantic, except for this thing.
All right.
I have curated this just for you.
Okay. You're bringing out your phone. You've got this written down.
Oh, I do. As I was talking to you about it, it would be the thing that I would suggest we do on Saturday, except we're going to be at, you know, Beer Study in Chapel Hill watching the UNC Duke game. But any other time this event would happen, let me tell you, you should go and listen to live music.
Okay.
And not only should you go and listen to live music, you should go and listen to live music at The Pinhook.
Yes.
And
it's a good
not
place.
Only should you go and listen to live music at The Pinhook instead of the game, you should go see at 7 o'clock Allison DeGroot and Tatiana Hargraves.
Oh, yeah.
Because, one, I know that you know who they are.
I do.
And number two, we should support live and local music as much as we can.
I like this.
So this is my little backdoor way of saying if you want to have something with that special someone, if they happen to host a radio show, mention something that you know that they would be into, and do that instead and just, you know, wait for Michael Coe or Brighton McConnell to tell you how the sports game went.
See, I was focusing my thoughts on restaurants that lack TVs.
Ooh, see, no, that was your mistake, sir. I made a beautiful, curated experience for the person I love that has universal interest.
We should go to Hawthorne and Wood.
Ooh, I mean, we do that a lot, but tell me more about Hawthorne and Wood.
It is a great restaurant with an amazing bar, a lot of fantastic people, nothing bad on the menu, and they have no TVs in there. Also, speaking of Master Chef Brandon Sharp, his other restaurant, Bluebird, also has no TVs, and both are fantastic places for a date night. Even an impromptu date night, because you can usually snag a couple of seats at the bar, even if you don't have reservations. Usually.
Yeah, we'll be at those bars other days, but not on Saturday. And I thought a lot about this, and the first thing that popped in my head was Oak Leaf.
I was thinking Oak Leaf, too.
Except if you know the bartender at all, which means
he might
you say
surreptitiously
hello,
break just, out his
he'll,
phone.
He'll pull his phone out and, like, put the game on speaker.
Yeah, they will provide. Although, if you are at Oak Leaf and you explicitly say do not pull your phone out, he will provide that as well and not pull his phone out. And then you will be close enough to Franklin Street that if the game ends and we win and there's like a fun rushing of Franklin Street, you can just leave your table at Oak Leaf, you know, pay, leave your table at Oak Leaf and go celebrate with the kiddies.
two things popped
celebrate,
in my head.
Celebrate a game you did not watch.
But, two things popped in my head. One, thank you, Aaron, for supporting our local business community. Please pay before you storm out there. And number two...
This is something that should go without saying.
Number two, the thing that I think you're going to love the most, when you said go and celebrate with the kitties, I thought you said go and celebrate with the kitties, and you would just stop at the cat cafe halfway down and tap on the glass.
Well, that's what you would do while everyone else is celebrating.
I mean, that is a romantic date night.
And that is date night. Brad Bednar, thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron.